This is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for September 6, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Don Bettinelli. Scientists once agreed that a skydiver falling from the edge of space couldn't make a sonic boom, even if he went supersonic. That is, until it happened. When Alan Eustace jumped from 25 miles up in 2014, observers on the ground clearly heard a sonic boom. Now they've finally figured out how it happened, and they determined why the sonic boom sounded like it went on for much longer than normal. Here's a hint, it was because he was crossing the sonic barrier while moving vertically. Read the article that we've linked for the whole story. Google Earth is a wonderful tool for exploring the planet from the comfort of your own home, but researchers are also using it to find previously undiscovered areas. 6 years ago, a Welsh scientist discovered a small forest atop a mountain in Mozambique while using Google Earth, one that was so difficult to reach that it should be virtually untouched by humans. Well, 6 years later, the scientists led an expedition to the top of the mountain to catalog what they could find. Imagine what other wonders are out there remaining to be found. A new scientific paper says that physicists have discovered evidence of black holes from a universe that existed prior to our own. They say that the evidence is found in the background radiation left over from the Big Bang, which created our universe, and supports the theory that our universe is just one in an infinite cycle of universes being created and ending. However, others point out that the science here is extremely preliminary, and a lot more data needs to be gathered. Some prominent voices have been making the case for Mars colonization in recent years, most notably Elon Musk, but he's not alone. Last month, Musk's SpaceX organized a conference on Mars colonization at which they began to formulate plans for the venture. But some people think colonization is a bad idea. They think that humans will contaminate Mars with their microbes and bacteria, that robots are better at exploring distant locations, and that it diverts resources away from fixing Earth's problems. What do you think? Should we beg off of Mars colonization? And that's the StarQuest Headline Update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at sqpn.com/headlines. And remember to fill out our 2018 listener survey at sqpn.com/survey. I'm Don Bettinelli.